You're a successful business owner or entrepreneur. You love it, but it consumes your entire day and sometimes your entire night.
This is the Seven Figure Builder Show.
It's a backstage pass to the minds of those who've already cracked the code.
Welcome to the Seven Figure Builder Show. And now your host, Julie Baranek.
Hey, Seven Figure Builder family. This is Julie Baranek, your host of the Seven Figure Builder Show. And I'm here with my friend, Taylor Proctor. Hey, Taylor.
Hey, hey. So excited to be here today.
Awesome. So where in the world are you?
I am in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA.
Nice, nice. Sounds amazing. And for those that haven't had the pleasure to meet you, can you tell us about your business?
Sure. So I am a business coach, and I help others get good at business so they can get back into the heart of why they got into business in the first place. And we do that through a method called iMOVE, which stands for intuition, marketing, operations, velocity, and execution. And the thought here is that regardless of where you are at in your business, tapping into your intuition, that mindset piece, and taking aligned and congruent action can support massive momentum in your marketing, which is supported by streamlined and scalable operational processes, which then adds velocity and strategies to your business so that you can get more momentum and not burn out, allowing you to execute with ease.
Music to my ears. I love it. So is this, would you say, for beginning businesses, for those later, you know, enterprise businesses, like who do you help?
So I work with a variety of business owners. Essentially, the types of people that I work with are these business owners that have the vision for their business changing the world, right? Whether that's the world at large or their world for them, but there is that vision there. And they want the multiple commas in their bank account. They want the thrill of that, but they're finding themselves stuck or hicking up, if you will, on the next steps to take. And so the iMOVE method really helps with that, but also is an applicable method across almost anywhere in business. So I've worked with small businesses who are 1 to 3 years in business, really using iMOVE to get off the ground, all the way up to what I call enterprise startups in media, manufacturing, education, and tech to get multi-million dollar valuations, all using the iMOVE. So it works across a wide variety of business ownership and business ownership points.
Nice. And what would you say are the biggest gaps that you see with businesses as to why they're stuck, as to why they need, you know, the framework that you provide?
Yeah. So I think it depends on the individual, but I often see people being stuck and caught up on the intuition side because we've all been there where you connect with an expert and they say, oh, do your marketing this way. And, you know, exactly step by step. And we're all high achievers, high performers, right? Cool. We'll do it exactly that way. And you do it exactly. And what ends up happening? Falls flat on its face. And the reason is because it wasn't a congruent action. And so tapping into the intuition and knowing what's an aligned and what's congruent action to take is usually the first step to being able to continue forward with your confidence and that momentum, and then take the actions that actually support the vision and that world-changing direction of your business. So I would say that's a key point, but also the operations piece. I see a lot of business owners just scrambling. And I have to say, I actually have a funny story about this. So I, for years, and I don't do it anymore, but for years, I had a paid online book club for entrepreneurs and getting good at business and all of those things. And I had it very scheduled. Okay, we would start voting on the 25th of the month, and I would pull books that were from our list and that was contributed to by all of our members. I'd pull 4 books, we'd start voting. Then by the 30th, voting would end, and then everybody had a chance to go get their book, and we would start reading on the 5th. And then we would do check-ins and prompts and all of those things. And then at the end of the month, the last Thursday of every month, we would have a large Zoom discussion call. I had in my brain, and I didn't realize this until I wrote it all out, I had 30 steps that I did every single month within this book club. And I wrote it all out and I was like, okay, first off, how can I optimize this? Second off, I'm going to delegate it to my virtual assistant to be able to take and handle. But I see so many business owners, and I fell prey to this, where it's like we have so much going on in our head. And I have to tell you, just the bandwidth, even of if I didn't hand it to my VA, say if they were out sick, I could just go straight to my SOP, my standard operating procedure, and see exactly what needed to be done. I didn't have to remember it. I didn't have to go, oh my gosh, is it the fifth, or get the calendar reminders or any of those things. I could put the process in place, and suddenly the mental and the emotional bandwidth frees up for other areas of my business, allowing me to scale through my operational processes. So I see a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs struggling to take everything that's out of their head and put it into an SOP. And I also am a crazy individual and I love SOPs. Like, I think they are the greatest thing. And I know a lot of people struggle with them because it's like, I'm just going to do it. But nowadays there's so many tools and things that you can use. One that I love is called Tango, that just tracks what you click. So if you hit yes, it will track and screenshot your entire process for something and put it into a document, and there's your SOP. So it doesn't have to be this hard, crazy thing. But I see a lot of business owners limiting themselves on the options for scalability, on the ability to see their business in a different light and to really grow and scale it how they need to, because there's a fear of like the operational nitty gritty kind of boring work taking that over. And truth be told, taking an hour and just getting it done and then being able to delegate it is huge.
Yeah. And I'm also a huge fan of SOPs. So I totally geek on them as well. So I can definitely appreciate that. But other than Tango, which is an amazing tool, do you have any other tips of how people can work smarter, not harder in their business, in their growth, and really making an impact with things?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing is, and working with entrepreneurs and business owners in the six and figure range, I'm going to say the thing that makes it the most effective is going to be adopting that mindset of a leader, right? And I'm going to say that falls into the category of the intuition piece, again, of the iMove method, where it's like knowing and stepping into that leadership mentality. And even if you are just, you're at six figures and you're finally ready to start getting a team, or you have a small team, how you interact with that team, the culture that you set, all of those pieces are going to be a key component to making it easier to continue to grow and to continue to run the business. And adopting that leadership mindset is something that I see a lot of entrepreneurs either think that they're incredible leaders, and they're usually not, right? Or there's a fear of, I have to step into this next piece. And there is a delineation of leadership, right? There's leadership in the organization that you've built, in your company. And then there's leadership to your audience. And leadership to your audience, you've got down, right? You've got that because that's how you've grown your business, right? Being the leader in your products or your services and leading your audience down the path. Now you need to be able to apply that same thing as the leader of your business and take your teams and lead them down the path of where you want your business to go. And that's that vision piece coming into play as well.
For sure. And as you're growing in that leadership, your business starts to pick up momentum, right? But how, what do you say about the velocity piece? Like, how do they increase the velocity of their business?
Yeah. So I think there's the velocity really comes down to a lot of strategies, and the strategies are being implemented in a way that it prevents that burnout. So if you're at that range and you're super stoked to be here, but you're like, I am exhausted. It was so hard to get here. Right. Then it's like, okay, well, the strategies that got you here won't get you there. Won't get you to that next level. So you've got to start looking at strategies in several areas, right? Looking at your strategies in hiring the team or continuing to evolve the team. Look at your strategies in your own efficiencies and where you are strongest and where you are weakest, and finding ways to support the weak spots and lean in on the strong spots. It really comes down to, so we've talked about people, we've talked about you as a person. Then it's looking at, okay, I'm spending so much time in the marketing piece. Do I love that? Or are there components of that that I can pass off? So I'll use an example from my own business. I absolutely love creating content. If you can't tell, I love talking and sharing information and just chatting. But I love creating content. I don't like editing it. I don't like the short form. Okay, I've got to do the every 3 seconds chop cut to keep attention spans and like all of those things, which strategically are more beneficial. So when I looked at that, it's like, okay, I love creating the content. The editing stops me in my tracks. And I've just been powering through, but that really drains my energy so that I'm not able to move forward and I'm not able to apply additional strategies. So built out a SOP and said, okay, I'm going to look to hire someone specifically to be my presence coordinator. And one of their core jobs is to edit and build the presence of my content on social media. So I'm still creating it. I'm still doing the thing that I love. And now I'm able to pass it to a team member that I trust that I have trained and they edit it. And then we start posting it out online. And it's the best of all worlds. So looking at, as you grow, what are the things that are burning you out? What are the things that are stopping you in your tracks? And then go, okay, is that actually necessary to get to those next levels? And if it is, how can I make it more fun? Or how can I delegate it to someone that I trust and we can continue to move and grow and evolve? Additional strategies, even in operations, right, is looking at your reporting. It's shocking to me how many 6- and 7-figure business owners don't have strong reports, right? And you can't build strategies of how you're going to continue to grow if you don't really know your key performance indicators, if you really don't know the tasks and things that are providing value and those that are sucking time. And so having reports and attribution modeling and things like that is a strategy to help support defining the next level strategies. Again, what got you here won't get you here. And so we need to continue to evolve and look at those types of pieces as well. And then I'm going to say, even looking on the execution side, I'm kind of touching all of iMove here. Even on the execution side, that does go back to, okay, how am I best spending my time? How can I show up the best in my business, how my business needs me to as that leader? And what things am I executing on that aren't supporting that vision? Because I think so often, not only is it what got us here won't get us here, but also we think that this is the way I need to make money. And I've got to do this. And I've got to do this. I've got to do this. And there are millions of ways to make millions of dollars. I've worked with clients where they're like, I built my business on word of mouth and referral. And everything says I should be on social. But I hate it. I don't like it. I don't want to touch it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Every time I do it, I just get sick to my stomach. And it's like, okay, is that a belief thing? Or is that like, actually, is it not going to help your business? And this is your intuition being like, why are we wasting our time here?
Right.
It's like, okay, cool. Let's lean in on more of that word of mouth and those referrals. And can we add a digital aspect? Are you doing emails? Can we make connections that way? Can you start a podcast and engage with people in a one-on-one setting and see where that leads, right? There's so many things in the execution that fits within that strategic component of how are you executing and are you doing things in your business because you think that you should? And let's test it out, use those reports and see, do you actually need to? Was it actually contributing to your bottom line or was it just something you thought you should do? In reality, you don't need it.
Hey, real quick, it's Julie. I just wanted to say thank you for listening every week. I absolutely adore you and so appreciate your time and your commitment to the show. And I truly love creating free content for you to grow your podcast and your business. And if you want to take our relationship to the next level, I know I would, or you just want to monetize your podcast without ads or sponsorship, hop into my free web class that'll show exactly how. Just go to 7figurepodcastbuilder.com/monetize, and I will see you there. Now back to the conversation.
Yeah. And what I hear in all of that is taking a very honest and transparent look back at yourself at where am I, you know, providing the most value to my business? What are the things that fill me back up? What are the things that are sucking the energy out of me that, you know, I always believe in building your team to complement your weaknesses, right? And so you don't just get clones of yourself, but like, what are the things you hate doing, you know, as you mentioned, and then pulling a team member to do that so you can focus your energy on the things that fill you back up again.
And the thing that I love about that too is that you've put, as entrepreneurs, we've worn all those hats, right? So you know enough to be dangerous.
Right.
And you know enough to know you don't like it, which is the perfect setup for hiring someone, because you're not going to get taken advantage of because you know enough to be dangerous. And you can learn and grow with them and train if you need to, but also going, this is not suiting me in my best capacity. It's time to bring on a team member to support that.
For sure. And then they can compliment you because that's their area of strength. Hopefully that's why you brought them in. And then they can, you know, help build up the team in all these different ways. So you don't have to wear all the hats and you really can focus on, you know, connecting with your clients, building out the value that you have and really serving people well. So I absolutely love that.
One thing that was really interesting that I did is when I hired my presence coordinator, we both did DISC assessments and she is on the opposite side of me. And I'm like, beautiful. That is what I need. Right? And she's so excited and loves being like, I edited this video and I did this and I added these captions and we got this and I've got your this, this, and this. And okay, we're ready to go. Let's schedule it. And I'm like, "That's I just approve it." It's beautiful. And to me, that is hours of just blood sucking work where I'm like, I did this great thing. Now I just want to put it out there. I don't want to have to do all this other stuff to make it fit per platform and all of that. And she just adores it. And it's so nice.
That's perfect. And
really, it frees up because here's the thing, pre-hiring her, it would either take me hours upon hours and I'd be like, this isn't my area, right? I can learn it. I'm enough to be dangerous, but it's not my area. And, or I'd be like, I don't want to do that. What else can I work on instead?
Yeah.
My content would just stall out. And I love doing content, but it was that secondary piece that would just really stall me out. And I'd do like, I'd find anything else to not have to create content because I didn't want to have to do the secondary part.
Right.
And I think as entrepreneurs, there's things like that in our businesses. And it's looking at it and going, what do I love? What don't I love? And how can I find that supportive piece, that person who does love doing this and is going to what takes me 4 hours. Right. And I'm sitting there going, it's good enough for government work. Let's just push it out. Right. And she's like, it took me 30 minutes and it's perfection. And I'm like, this is beautiful. Yes, please, please. Yeah. And I mean, I've seen this when I've grown teams, like international teams and things as well. It's like, find the people who are the best fit for the role that have a love for it, that can really support and be a team member. I think that's the other thing is when you reach these certain points where you need to hire someone and you're like, yes, please just take this off my plate. You've got to treat them as, okay, what is the culture of the company? They are a team member. It's not just somebody I'm handing something to and being like, great, I hope it works.
Yeah.
And that just wastes money, wastes time, creates friction, all of that, which comes back to, I think the biggest thing that we can do to support the growth in our businesses and continue on that 6-figure, 7-figure track, even 8-figure track, is really step into and own the leadership component and all that that entails.
Absolutely. No, I love that. And that's very powerful. And I'm curious, you've accomplished a ton within your business, you know, personally across the board, but what does success look like for you?
Success for me is very much peace driven. So for years, actually what started me on this weird and crazy path is that I was in corporate world for about 15 years. And it always was the same. Come to a job, they'd throw me the keys to the department and say, make it work. Right. And I did. And that was beautiful and wonderful. But I also, in conjunction with that, went on a personal development journey and then started becoming happier in my life. And that personal development journey was, I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. I just want to be happy. So I put into place the habits, leading my own life, doing these things. And eventually realized that I was happy, most of the time. As humans, we're going to have an array of emotions. Right. But I was happy most of the time, and I had the techniques to get me back to that happiness piece. And then what I realized was is that happiness doesn't necessarily equate to peace, as in P-E-A-C-E. Mm-hmm. And all the accolades and all the achievements, if I wasn't at peace with myself or with my life, it felt like I always had to strive for more, always had to go for more. And it's funny, I was a guest on another podcast, and they asked me, what do you think about entrepreneurs who hit a certain point in their business and then they're fine, they're comfortable? I was like, that's 100% their prerogative, right? As entrepreneurs, guess what? We're always learning and growing. If it's in your business or you're like, cool, we're maintaining and supporting and sustaining, and now I'm focusing on this other thing in my life, that's naturally going to happen. But it's not a bad thing to say, I've hit this point and I'm at peace with it, and I'm able to move to these other places. And so for me, a key driver for success is that idea, that concept, that mindset of I am at peace, and my business, I want to continue to grow it, but I'm also at peace with where it's at. I'm not constantly in this stress, push, achieve. And I'm a high achiever, right? I think type A's, right? We've been there. But it's like, okay, coming to that space of peace, that peace of I'm happy with where things are in my business and I can always go for more. I'm happy with things in my physical and I can always do better. But ultimately, that feeling of peace is the ultimate in success. And to be quite fair and transparent, right, that peace of mind, if you look at like the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right, that peace of mind also comes from making money. And so having that in your space, this isn't like, oh, you know, everything's on the barter system, sunshines, rainbows, and unicorns. No, my peace of mind comes from knowing that I have more than enough of an abundance of wealth to support the life that I want and continue to grow how I choose to. So for me, peace of mind is the ultimate factor of success because it allows you the freedom and flexibility to play everywhere else.
I love that. And I agree 100% too. I mean, that's my driver across everything is my peace, right? My family, my direction, my vision, like they all tie together. And I am a big follower of my peace with it. So I agree with you completely with that.
I love that. Same vibe, so good.
Right. And if you had the attention of the whole world for 5 minutes, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, well, the whole world or business owner, whole world.
The whole world. Your audience, whoever you want them to be.
Okay. So I was going to say, if it's the whole world, everyone, my message to them would be that you are capable of making your life however you want it. Because I think so many people feel trapped and stuck and limited by their situations, and they don't realize that they've fallen into this victim mode of something or someone, or if this just happens, it will save me. And truth be told is you can save yourself. Now, apply that same thing to my audience, which are business owners, right? You have the ability. You got into entrepreneurship because you wanted to take life by the reins and be the person who is running the point, right? Running point in your life, pushing, charging forward. And sometimes when we hit certain points in our business, we forget that, or we're being too reliant on the expertise of others to tell us what to do. And we're losing our intuition piece. And that then puts us in that mindset of, well, this person said to do it, so I have to do it and I should do it. And it's going to result this way. And then if it doesn't, you wonder what's wrong with you and you start to go backwards. And so for the business owners, same thing. You are control of the concept of your life. You are the person who can make those positive changes, who can shift things. And owning that and that radical accountability, accepting that responsibility and all that comes with that, which is all the things we've talked about today, right, really allows you to shape your life how you want it. So that you can have, if your motivator is the same as Julie and I's, right, you can have that peace in your life and continue to go out and have fun.
Amazing. And for people that are hearing this and would love to reach out to you, how can they find you online? How can people work with you?
Absolutely. So it is getgoodatbusiness.com. Also, all my social handles are also getgoodatbusiness. And yeah, you can reach out there to see what would be a good fit to connect. I'm always happy to chat, do consultations or whatever makes the most sense for you. Also, additional ways to specifically work with me is I do have a monthly mastermind called the Get Good at Business Mastermind. And I also work with individuals one-on-one in what I call quantum power days, where we tap into your innate power and quantum leap your business forward. It's typically about 90 days into the future in one day because we accomplish so much, get it done for your business and allow you to get the momentum and hit the ground running. So those are two quick and easy ways to work with me. Big movement, big momentum, big results. And you can find me at getgoodatbusiness.com.
I love it, Taylor. Thank you so much for being on today.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. And if you found value in this episode, please do share it. That's how people find us. And you can find me at sevenfigurebuilder.com. And I'll see you on the next episode.
You've been listening to the 7-Figure Builder Show with Julie Baranek. Julie cut her teeth consulting for Fortune 500 companies worldwide. And now she's redirected that knowledge and power to support entrepreneurs like you. She focuses on relationship-based lead generation and the magic of podcasting. If you're looking to elevate your business through storytelling, branding, and efficient systems, well, you found your new home.
It's what we do.
If you enjoyed the show and got something from it, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us on Instagram at 7figurebuilder. Find the website at 7figurebuilder.com. And to learn how to automate your podcast with Julie, find that site at 7figurepodcastbuilder.com. See you next time on the 7-Figure Builder Show.